Hey, it's Bob Stauffer. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Oilers Now ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio. 630 CHED.
Paying homage to Susan Hoffs to open up today's show. Is that the Bengals? I think it is. This is Oilers Now. You know what? A lot better in Edmonton these days than Calgary, that's for sure. They're having a tough go, and the Oilers, meanwhile, have won 9 of their last 11, including a weekend sweep against the Calgary Flames. Oilers Now brought to you by Digitex. Buy or lease your next office network printer from the Digitex.ca e-commerce store. Alberta's number one owned and operated place to buy office IT and supplies. Coming up on today's show, complete recap of the weekend that was. A good one if you're an Oilers fan. Oilers hit the ice today. We'll get some more information a little bit later on. Head coach Dave Tippett will be talking about 12:15. We will tell you Leon Draisaitl was not on the ice today, coming off an off day. However, the way the Oilers had Devin Shore situated between Kyler Yamamoto, who was on the ice but then clattered into one of the players, got a little bit tweaked on the play, as well as Dominic Cahoon, that led me to believe that he's a placeholder, Shore, and we'll probably see Leon tomorrow, but time will tell in that regard. So full recap of the weekend, some thoughts in terms of the Oilers' recent run. John Shannon, our NHL insider, at 12:35. At 1:05 today, former NHL head coach, a guy regarded as a player's coach, doing a little bit of analysis these days, Bruce Boudreau. And then an update from the farm with Bakersfield Condors head coach Jay Woodcroft. They had two straight victories on the weekend that was. You can reach us at any time on the River Cree Resort and Casino Hotline, 780-496-0063. The River Cree has multiple Dreamcatcher spa and stay packages available for booking now. Call 1-844-425-2733 or visit rivercreeresort.com/stay. Text us at any time. 780-496-0063. Ashley Fine Floors text line. Ashley Fine Floors, currently renovating. Come see on what's sale right now at 143rd Street, 111th Avenue, or at ashleyfinefloors.com. We're on Twitter, at Oilers Now. You can tweet me personally, Bob_Stauffer. Brendan Escott is back in the 630 CHED studios. Brendan, nice job. Was that you that put together our opening, or did we have our imaging department?
I got to credit Russ Moore from the imaging department on that one, but an excellent job on the new coat of paint, shall we say.
All right. Well, yeah, great open. Includes both of our play-by-play voices, Jack Michaels, as well as Cam Moon. The top story is for Legacy Heating and Cooling. Pay no overtime rates on their 24/7 service repairs. That's how you build a legacy. Legacy Heating and Cooling. And the top story is this. The Edmonton Oilers swept the Calgary Flames. The only downside of what happened on Saturday night, you weren't there. Man, it would have been gold if the fans were there watching the Edmonton Oilers pump the Calgary Flames 7-1. Flames are having a tough go right now. And the Oilers, meanwhile, 9 wins in their last 11. Just like many of you thought when the team started the season 3-6. Let's get to our Oilers Now audio vault for Direct Workwear, supporting local and Canadian manufacturers in Edmonton and online at directworkwear.com. We're going to have an audio recap of both games, starting with the Edmonton Oilers utilizing their depth scoring in Friday night's 2-1 victory.
What better way to spend a weekend in northern Alberta than a little battle of Alberta?
Nurse to Barry. Hesitates. Creates a lane. Now centers. Quick shot. Score! Yes, a Puljujärvi has made it 1-0. A beautiful feed from Tyson Barry.
Puljujärvi in front. Two more points for the defense. Great pass by Barry, but a real good take by Puljujärvi. 1-0 Edmonton.
Gets it back from James Neal. Alex Chase on Neal. Side of the net. Centers. One-timer save. Rebound. Score! Gaetan Haas has made it 2-0 Edmonton, his first of the year.
Rasmus Anderson rifles one ahead for Gaudreau, got a piece of that puck, so no icing. Barry fell down, Gaudreau centers, Anderson shoots and scores. And Calgary gets one right back with a minute 20 left in the period.
40 seconds to play, 2-1 Edmonton. Here's the finish. Lindholm racing it, backlit a drive wide, clattered around the boards. Anderson unable to hold the puck, shot wide of the net. It won't matter. This game's over. Edmonton 2, Calgary 1. That's your final. Oilers 4 wins in a row away from home. 8 of 10 overall.
All right. Well, it's interesting. Edmonton gets the win in a close game. The Oilers limited the Flames to just 21 shots. It was a quiet game. Wasn't overly physical. The Oilers really clogged up the neutralized area. Dare I say, it reminded me a bit of watching what Dave Tippett used to do with Arizona against the Oilers in the early to mid 2000s. And, you know, Mike Smith handled the puck well. Calgary kept on dumping the puck, and Smith would go get it, act as a third defenseman to transition the puck up the ice. The Oilers limited the pairing of Slater Cuckoo and Evan Bouchard in that game. Ran Darnell Nurse a lot. It was a strong performance from Chris Russell and Adam Larson, who had a tremendous weekend, as well as the pairing of Lagesson and Tyson Barry. So Edmonton gets the win. No points in that game for either Connor McDavid or Leon Draisaitl. And I know there's been a suggestion by some that the Oilers don't have any depth. Perhaps they need to look at defense scoring. That is part of depth, where, by the way, the Oilers currently lead the NHL in goals from defensemen and points from defensemen. Okay. And so it's kind of funny because people, well, the American teams haven't played 20 games. It's not the Canadian team's fault that some of the American teams haven't been able to get their games in. Figure it out. Bottom line is the Oilers have, you know, they're currently the fourth highest scoring team in the NHL right now. And you can say the North Division is a higher scoring division. That's true. That said, the Oilers are getting contributions. They got 19 different guys that have scored this year on the team. Saturday, somebody just decided to take over the game. He was held off the scoreboard Friday night, and we watched one of those nights from Connor McDavid. Jack Michaels with the call.
Back end of a back-to-back as the Edmonton Oilers play host to the Calgary Flames.
We might have a fight here. Karen Bennett. I think Bennett's asking Jujar to go. Jujar is looking at the bench. Do I take the fight?
And they are going to fight right at center ice. Lands a right to the body and then a chopping right to the ear. Kara, another big right hand. Bennett short with a right hand. Eats another right. Kara lands a left hook. It's all J.J. Kara. He muscles Bennett to the ice. Big fight for Jujar Kara. Nugent Hopkins to Barry. A shot double deflected home. Connor McDavid, the high slot tip. Edmonton extends to a 3-1 lead. Now McDavid breaks free right-hand side to the net. Wrist shot, score! A drag move and a whistling wrister. No chance, Markstrom. And McDavid has made it 4-1 with his second of the night.
Lucic went down in a heap. McDavid broke free out from behind the net. Wrist shot, score!
There's the hat trick. His second this year. McDavid's got a dozen, and Edmonton is running Calgary right out of the building. It's 5-1. Career hat trick, number 9 for number 97.
Gaudin, one final shot, blocked by Bouchard. Chiasson has the puck in this game for the Flames, mercifully over. Mikko Koskinen, 43 saves. Connor McDavid, his 9th career hat trick to complement a 5-point evening. Ryan Nugent-Hopkins, 2 goals and an assist. The run support there, the goaltending there, and Edmonton has won 9 of its last 11.
There you go. The numbers that Jack spoke of speak for themselves, don't they? Here's Oilers head coach Dave Tippett on sweeping the 2-game series with Calgary.
If you can win the first one, it's like the second one is bonus points, and those are the points that are going to push you ahead into the playoff spot. Because if you lose the first one, you got to get those next two to get it even. But when you win the first one, that next, those next ones, they become points that other teams aren't going to get. I would say by the end of the year, for the most part, you'll see more splits than you will see see sweeps on the two-game sets. And when you can get a sweep on the set, you're getting ahead of the game. You're those are points that other teams are going to have a hard time getting. So we'll take them every time we can get them.
The Edmonton Oilers, by the way, I know that there's, for many of you that follow The Athletic, they have a talented writer, Dom Lucician. The Edmonton Oilers, according to Dom, are up to 86% to make the playoffs now. With the sweep, the Calgary Flames have dropped to 52%. And that was updated, I guess, well, it would have been updated this morning. So, I mean, the Oilers are in a pretty good spot here and have pieced together a good stretch of victories. Edmonton knocking off Calgary 2-1 and 7-1. Connor McDavid, I mean, hey, reoccurring theme, one was the number. Now, they only gave up 21 shots on Friday, 44 shots on Saturday. But to me, Calgary got kind of boxed outside. The numbers were a little bit off in that game. Yeah, they put a lot of pucks to the net, but how many A-grade scoring opportunities did the Flames really have? Connor McDavid, who completely took that game over, says the team's playing good defense right now.
In our first nine didn't necessarily show that, but it's a point of emphasis for our group. You know, we talk about it almost every day. So, you know, I think we've done obviously a better job, and I think our goalies have played well. Our defense are doing a good job clearing pucks. I think our PK has gotten better, which helps a lot. You know, I think there's lots of things that go into it, but you know, overall, I think everyone's buying in.
Bottom line, he completely took the game over. He had a stretch of the six previous games. How about that? The Oilers went 5-1 in the six previous games before McDavid got the hat trick, in which he did not score. Now, think about that in the past. Would they have been able to do that before? Would they have won 5 out of 6 if McDavid hadn't scored for 6 straight games? I would suggest you not. And part of the difference is they've got an impetus and a push on the back end. Speaking of the back end, Slater Cuckoo played 14 seconds Saturday night, got drilled, kind of bobbled the puck. That changed the angle on the collision with Bennett. My guess is we have people driving around town, guys and women that have played hockey that have had that situation where suddenly someone's on you sooner than you think, or there's been a change of angle. You get hurt that way. And so busted collarbone for the Edmonton Oilers' Slater Cuckoo, who actually put that out himself on Instagram yesterday. That tends to be about a 3-month injury. Jason Greger reporting yesterday that the Oilers have also lost the services of Dmitry Samarukov due to a shoulder injury. Got banged up in practice over in the KHL, and he's done for the season. I think the plan was for Samarukov to come over here. He would have been playing in the American Hockey League this year. Today, the Oilers had 7 defensemen by my count on the ice before I left Rogers Place to come back and do the show. And I know much was made of late in the practice about the fact that it appears as though Jones and Bouchard were spending some extra time. We will tell you that both William Lagesson and Ethan Bear were on the ice. I would think that Bouchard's going to be staying in, and I think we'll see Jones and Bouchard at least for a game in Vancouver. I do recall a game in Vancouver where Jones and Kevin Gravel had like 20 shots for and 1 shot against in a game. I still would kind of like to see. I'm not sure the Oilers would come back with a pairing, you know, potentially bringing back Lagesson to play with Larson and for the sake of argument, Russell to play with Bear, bringing in two defensemen that hadn't played for a while. So and the other thing is, frankly, I'll be honest with you, I prefer to see what Bouchard, now that unfortunately Cuckoo's out, I'm not pulling Bouchard out. So that's me. We'll see what Dave Tippett ultimately elects to do. Goaltender-wise, going to be an interesting call coming up Tuesday against Vancouver. I mean, the Oilers can gain some more separation. They're up 7 points now on Calgary. They got, you know, they took care of business, got a couple of victories there. Got to keep going on the gas pedal. I got a good thing going. As again, for Drysdale, and we might get some clarification from Dave Tippett once his availability starts here. just the fact that Devin Shore was slotted. By the way, I did not see Kyle Turris on the ice today either. So maybe it was a byproduct that they didn't have Turris either. But I think Draisaitl is going to be playing tomorrow against Vancouver. And well, I think it's sort of one of those maintenance things for Leon, who's probably been a little bit banged up of late. There's been some moments he's looked a little sore on the ice. He did have two assists, but McDavid just completely took that game over on Saturday, and we're lucky to all watch it. That's all there is to it. Every team in the league would like to have a guy like that. All right, John Shannon again is coming up today at 12:35, our NHL insider for Legacy Heating and Cooling. But when we come back in Oilers Town, I'm going to bang off a couple of your texts on the Ashley Fine Floors text line, and then Brendan Esco.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
That's going to bring you NHL Today for our friends at Elite Promotional Marketing. You're listening to Oilers Now.
This is Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.
All right, let's get to some texts on the Ashley Fine Floors text line at 1223. Randy in Brooks, Alberta. Bob, life is good. The sun is shining, the Chinook is here, and the Oilers beat the Flames back to back. Again, you can text us at 780-496-0063. Rugged from Saskatoon says, I'm not sure I want to be reminded of those old Coyotes games against the Oilers. Shane Doan and Ed Jovanovski were monsters. When they wanted to impose their will on the game, they were difficult to stop. Keep texting us at 780-496-0063. Has it been 24 days? I'm going to have to look into that. This text comes in saying, Bob, Zach Kassian comes off of LTIR on Wednesday. Any update on this injury? I will look into the date for you, okay? Because I'm off the top of my head, I can't remember what day it comes off. Bob, the virtual high-sticking calls on Nurse Friday and Russell Saturday were a sad commentary on the quality of NHL officials. Oilers got the back-to-back victories. This text comes in. Bob, this weekend was absolutely beautiful. Nothing better than spanking the Flames. I usually listen to the post-game show, but for fun, I listened to the Flames post-game show, and it was beautiful listening to the meltdown. Well, you know what? We've all been there. The Oilers have had some tough times, too. Something's, you know, far be it for me to... Well, I'm going to bring Brendan Escott in right now. Brendan, as you sat there and watched the Calgary Flames in the two games. And the Oilers are down some bodies right now, too. Like, they didn't have Zach Kassian for either. That's an important player for them against Calgary. He brings a physical impetus. They haven't had Ethan Bear. You know, that's one of, I mean, last year he was in the Oilers' top pairing. He hasn't played, I think he's got to be over 10 games now where he's been out of the lineup. But those are a couple significant players for the Oilers. And I get it. Calgary didn't have Sean Monahan. But were you surprised about the lack of push from them?
Particularly in that first game. I mean, you know, you get called punchless by your coach, and you've got the media all over you, and you've got speculation about stuff going on inside the room, and a perfect opportunity. Tkachuk said in that clip that we ran on Friday, you know, this is our opportunity to get up and to have a game where you don't really need to put a lot of extra effort in getting into it. I thought Friday night's game was horribly boring. It was terrible from a viewership standpoint, in my opinion, and a lot of that was because of, you know, just the style of hockey being played, and my goodness, did it ever fall apart on Saturday night for them.
I'm not quite sure what's going on. I gotta tell you that there's something going on. Rob Van Dam has texted us to say, Bob, I think the Oilers need more sandpaper. We're slowly getting cheap shotted. I was not pleased with what we saw in the third period in one sense. They got to call it. Like, the Oilers weren't running up the score. They scored in the first shift in the third on a great play by Kuhn to Josh Archibald. But then there were a lot of cheap stick stuff. And the refs managed the game. And if they were really managing the game, they would have called some of that. And the Oilers had a power play and didn't put McDavid on the ice and didn't put Drysdale on the ice with a 6-goal lead. So that's the message to the officials. Hey, we're not going to run it up here. Don't be afraid to make a call. All right, let's get into NHL today. It's a wild story with the New York Rangers right now. NHL Today is brought to you by our friends at Elite Promotional Marketing. Company-branded apparel, products, and awards, all created in-house. Shop local at ElitePromoMarketing.com. Back at the 630 Chet Studios. And Brendan, if you could, maybe lead off on what's happening with Artemi Panarin.
He has taken a leave of absence from the New York Rangers amid allegations out of Russia that he physically abused an 18-year-old girl while playing in the KHL back in 2011. Now, both Panarin and the Rangers vehemently denying the allegation, according to a very strongly worded statement, I would say, that referred to the allegations as an intimidation tactic by Russian powers that be, I suppose, in response to his recent outspokenness toward recent political events back home. That's about as clearly as I can boil this down. There is no word right now on exactly how long Panarin will be away, but the Rangers, the offense, boy, they need all the help that they can get this year, so that is not doing them any favors on that front. All eight games on the schedule will go ahead tonight. The Canadian division action includes Toronto hosting the Calgary Flames out east. Auston Matthews, your first star of the week. He put up 7 goals, 12 points in 4 games. McDavid right behind him, the second star, 3 goals, 6 assists in 4 games for 9 points there. Bakersfield Condors, you mentioned it, Bob, picked up back-to-back wins on the weekend. They knocked off the San Diego Gulls 5-1 on Friday. Henderson Silver Knights 3-0 in a 22-save Stuart Skinner shutout on Saturday. They've got the San Jose Barracuda on deck this Thursday. Edmonton Oil Kings announcing their leadership group for this upcoming season. 20-year-old Scott Atkinson is once again the captain of this team. Second year in a row, he joins Mark Pisick, Griffin Reinhardt as the only multi-year captains in team history. Matthew Robertson, Jake Neighbors, full-time alternates. Ethan Kapp, Dylan Gunther rotating that third A. And we got to add this too. I believe this broke on the weekend. Mike Babcock, the new head coach of the University of Saskatchewan Huskies men's program.
So he will coach the team unless something comes along here as a volunteer next season, and then they're going to hire a young emerging coach that he's going to mentor. My expectation is that he will be getting an NHL job within, say, 16 months from now. And don't be surprised if he steals somebody away from in town here to join him on a staff. And I am ever since 1972, I've always been interested even as a 6 and 7 year old kid in Russian culture, and that whole story, like, I don't know if, I mean, maybe somebody can point me in the right direction. You can text us on our Ashley Fine Floors text line. There has to be a book on the rise and fall of some of the Russian oligarchs, and this whole thing with Putin is just wild. And Artemi Panarin, obviously the Rangers have to take any allegation seriously, but the timing after Panarin is supporting an opposition option to Putin is pretty interesting, to say the least. So, wow. All right, off to a global news weather traffic update at this time. I'd like to apologize. We'll be about 20 seconds late with Eileen Bell. And then when we come back, John Shannon.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his 6-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his 2-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.